These men come down here from New York and from Florida to find out my reasons on rock and roll music and why I preach against it, and I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
The music industry is lying to you. It is telling you that you are excited. And you are excited. And you are excited. Or rather, you have confused excitement with the fear of missing out. Which is understandable, as these two feelings are very closely related. Focusing as they do on the heart and the groin, and ending in a bloody mess, pregnancy tests, and too little sleep. A survey says that shouting inanities in a regional accent is valuable to culture. Look at EastEnders, Soccer AM, or the Queen's Speech. A survey says paedophiles run the BBC, but look at the alternatives. Drowning men clutching at straws through their bell-end helmets. Sad woman dreaming of being owned by them. Their children, eventual despoilers of high streets, clad head to toe in menstrual blood. Screaming sexual insults into bedroom mirrors in the sad belief it will empower them. And it will empower them. And it will empower them. At least that's what it says on my cereal packet. That's what it says on my receipt from the Apple Store. Good Lord. I cannot identify the bloodied bodies of my loved ones. They were killed whilst watching a new television show on the MTV network. One where Kim Kardashian is chased through woodland by a giant bear wearing a mask which carries the visage of recently deceased film director Michael Winner. The bear has apparently not qualified for a workplace pension and is angry with Daniel Day-Lewis for what he perceives to be the relative lack of action in There Will Be Blood, which he otherwise enjoyed but found a little precious for his taste. Anyway, after 20 minutes of panicked running around, intercut with interviews with friends and other celebrities, the production team behind the show all simultaneously come to the same horrifying conclusion. They're wasted the precious gift of life which is being given to them by science. They start attacking themselves with the nearest available objects, breaking off camera tripods to ram them bloodily into each other's eyes, climbing up the highest branches of trees to fall face down onto the pulsing earth, the whole time shrieking and screaming with the sudden primal vigor of lost souls who have forgotten language and seem intent on shouting their black hearts from their gray and semi-erect chests. Quiet. They face the pigs. They face the pigs they were. They face the pigs. They face the pigs they were. Anyway, my family members, otherwise enjoying a restful Sunday afternoon spent basking in the Christian lie of a benevolent and loving God, witness this horror through the prism of a television set. Concentrated howl of psychic and bloodied anguish, which has utterly enveloped the unlikely woodland scene, is transmitted directly into the heart of our living room. And advanced from the screen and into their eyes and their hearts and their minds and their tits and their bits. Advanced from the screen and into their eyes and their hearts and their minds. The
polite and insecure. And in spite of it all, he thinks you're perfect. You're fully focused, honey, on the prize. Hold his hand, dear, until he cries, Uncle. Where does it hurt?
Everywhere.
Can you stand up?
I don't care.
Are you worried? Worried?
Yes.
There's no explaining her behavior.
We know, we know, we know. She makes the world turn backwards
like a liar. Everything she does, yeah. Cleave yourself in two, and neither one is you. Black and blue, and that's the way it is with you. The worst is yet to come. Crowds are yelling, jump, jump, you fool. Where does it hurt?
Everywhere.
Can you stand up?
I don't care.
Are you worried? Worried?
Yes.
There's no explaining her behavior.
We know, we know.
Yeah.
She makes the-
modern accommodations from audience reaction. Stereo realist, disconnected exposure.
Thank you. I wish you could stay. I wish you could stay.
diving in the lake with your bad friends. I'm in love with you. Don't turn your power on me. Don't turn your power on me. Night water girlfriend. Getting high in the backseat. Never change, never let them in. Don't turn your power on me. Don't turn your power on me.
Time to